He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live and totally in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 548. Interesting show for you today. We're going to take a look at a very simplistic gadget, but I have a little twist on the way I use mine and why. I'll tell you that in a minute. Also, we're going to take a look at some cyber attack websites, given the world situation that we're in, which is not too pretty. Many of you may be aware or not aware that we're being cyber warfare attacked every second of the day, 365 days a year. It's very scary, and that stuff sends all kinds of nasty cease and desists for your websites, for the internet, sends malware, all kinds of nasty stuff. So we'll take an overview look at some of those websites that kind of give you a feeling for how this propagates itself. Pretty scary. Also, we'll have, of course, some apps of the day. And that said, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And you may ask why I'm wearing my hat. Well, I just got here in Prescott, and you can see the wind blowing, howling behind me. And we just turned up the heat. I'm upstairs here in the loft at the studio and still hooking this up, but it's cold up here, so I have my hat on. So there you go. Okay, let's take a look, if you will, at our gadget of the day. Now you're saying, why am I looking at this thing? Well, it's quite handy. This is the Tenmas Wireless Bluetooth LED. That's light emitting diode, slim dual Bluetooth 5.1, and let's get that out of there. 5.1 plus USB. It's 2.4 gigahertz rechargeable. Built-in batteries with this. You don't have to buy batteries. Of course, it's silent. It doesn't make that much noise. And you can use this, believe it or not, with your MacBook and your iPad. How about that? Yeah. So a quick overview. There it is. You'll see the nice colors on the mouse. And you know that the Gadget Professor loves colors. You'll also see this little dot right there that lights up when you're using it. Nice scrolling wheel. If we look over here, of course, it's 2.4 gigahertz. There is a built-in dongle, which there's a compartment for it in the bottom of the actual device, so that's kind of nice. And of course, it's a Bluetooth 5.1, latest Bluetooth version out there. It doesn't make any noise. It's good for 3 million strokes. Okay, good. Also, it has a built-in, as I said, built-in rechargeable batteries. You don't have to change batteries. That's nice. After 10 minutes, this will go into the sleep mode, and it will fully charge in 2 to 3 hours, but I always charge my devices overnight. And, of course, you can use this with pretty much any system that you have, iPad, computer, MacBook, whatever you want. And we're not going to take a look at the videos because I'm going to show you exactly what you need to know in 1 minute. Yeah. Also, I'll call your attention to a lovely price, $16. It's 11% savings right now. You can get this same-day delivery if you have that. And it comes in a variety of juicy different colors. So, without further ado, let's take a look at this mouse. So here it is. It comes in this box, and nothing special about the box. I would say it's the size of a pack of cigarettes, but you don't even know what I'm talking about because no one out there smokes that watches the Gadget Professor. At least I hope you don't. But this is the box that it comes in, and let's open this up right now. What you're going to see in the box is unbelievable. Yeah, there's the mouse. It actually comes in this box. We'll take a look at that up close and in color in a second. What else we got in here? Oh, yes, instructions. You don't really need these, but if you do, they're here. And last but not least, you get the charging cable, which is nice. One end, of course, is the standard USB. The other end is the micro USB. Nothing fancy there, but it's nice that it gives you the cable. All right, let's take a peek at the mouse itself. Very slim design. I like it. No fuss or muss with that. A very nice metal, or I guess it's plastic, not metal, scrolling bar there, if you will. There's the little light there. When it's flat and on, you'll see the light up. That's pretty much it. If you turn it on the back, well, let's do this first. This is very important. Right here, you will see a charging port. There it is. And that's where that mouse cable, that connecting cable goes into, and the other end actually goes into the computer slot if you want to charge it, or any charger that you have. So that's nice. Underneath, a lot of stuff going on. Right here is the slot that actually holds the dongle. There it is there. You can see that. And this is it right here. If you want to plug this in and use this as a wireless mouse, you can do so. I don't use this feature. I'll tell you why in a second. Here is very important, this device here. It's a switch. It goes to the left. Then you'll be on that dongle, 2.1 gigahertz, wireless. And if you go to the right with this, it actually hooks up, pairs with the Bluetooth, which is how I use the mouse. So that's a pretty quick overview. That's all you need to know. Now, the reason I use this is the laptops today come with one, maybe two, USB ports. I do not like taking up a slot with a dongle for a mouse. It's a pain in the neck. So what I do is I always like to use Bluetooth mice, whatever. I use a Bluetooth mouse, which prevents me, doesn't make me use the dongle. I like that. So I just plug it in. It will instantly find your computer, pair it up with the laptop or whatever it is you're using, whatever device has Bluetooth, and everything does today. And away you go, and no slot taken up. Very important to me. Again, if you have one or two slots in these newfangled computers, you don't want to tie up a slot just for a dongle. At least I don't. And then it falls out, and then you lose it. Pain in the neck. So Bluetooth, to me, is the way to go for $16. It's light. Very affordable, and you can go both ways if you so desire that. So again, a nice device, nothing special, but it's economical. To me, the plus is really that it's Bluetooth, and to me, again, that's very important. So there you go. If you buy a mouse, don't think that you have to have it wired where you plug into that USB port, lose the port, or you have to have a dongle USB. Use the Bluetooth. That's what it's there for, and I think you'll like that, and you're going to save yourself a port that you could use for whatever else you want to use. So, all right, let's take a look now at our websites here, and what we're going to do first, I think, before we do that is, let me set the stage for you. You know, given the situation with Russia and Ukraine, which is a very sad situation, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but I will say, in my opinion, at this point, I wish we would go in, or all of NATO would go in. I know there's going to be a nuclear war, blah, 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 blah. You're going to either stop them now, or you're going to stop them later. And to me, this just reminds me horrifyingly. Is there such a word as horrifyingly? But it just reminds me of, you know, when the Germans and Nazis went in and just stormed through Poland and took over Europe and just annihilated 6 million Jews, and plus a lot of blacks, a lot of gypsies. People don't realize that, but there were millions killed. To me, this is the same thing, unprovoked war. I don't want to get into the politics of it, but, you know, when you blow up a nuclear power plant or attempt to do that, or are that reckless, that threatens the entire world and the environment. Now, that said, it's scary enough and bad enough that you have a nuclear war like that close. Certainly in my lifetime, this is the closest we've ever been. And, you know, I remember the Cuban crisis. That was pretty scary. This is a lot scarier. And the weapons are a lot more sophisticated. And we're also dealing with the guy who's lost all his marbles. Clearly, his elevator doesn't land on every floor. But again, I don't want to get into the politics of it. It's tough not to, but I will save that for another day. But in any event, aside from the nuclear threat, which is horrifyingly scary, you have these cyber attacks. And what these are is they're very sophisticated now because pretty much every country, including the United States, has a way which they can jam servers up. They can cut service, denial of service wherever it is in the world. They can infiltrate the service, shut it down, send malware, all kinds of crazy things that are not nice. They can literally shut off the power here in the United States if they wanted to without ever dropping a bomb. It's very sophisticated today, very intertwined, and not for the faint of heart, if you will. So these attacks are occurring literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So let us take a look now, that said, at some of this scary stuff. And these are some websites that actually show you by the second, instantaneously, the different types of cyber warfare that is going on. They actually track these. And there's a bunch of sites here. I'll show you. They will be in the show notes. But you can see where they originate and where they're going from. Don't think that we don't do this, that our country doesn't do this. Every country does this. But there's a bunch of them. And it just shows you a new attack from Czech Republic to Chile, Portugal to Thailand. And there is some very sophisticated intelligence behind all these attacks, which I am not privy to, nor do I want to know. This is pretty scary stuff. And you can see this live. And there are a bunch of sites out there that show you these things and give you a different view, if you will. Right now, the top targeted countries, highest rate of attacks per organization today has been Mongolia, Georgia. Isn't that interesting? Angola, Bosnia, and Indonesia. These are the attacks that are occurring by the second. And whenever you see Trojan, on this side, that's nasty stuff. They're trying to infiltrate a network and do nasty things. They'll show you the top malware sites, adware, botnets, all kinds of insane, crazy things. And you can look at Russia there, and it will show you what's going on there, so on and so forth. Again, a variety of sites to look at. None are better than the other. You can just use these different sites to get different views of what is attacking what and how it's penetrating. This particular site, the digital attack map, is particularly scary, if you will. Right now I have clicked on the unusual attacks. That's just today. And this site is very interesting. If you hover over here, they'll show you where the sites are, what's getting what, and very scary stuff. You can take a large overview, all kinds of things if you want to take a combined view of all the different types of attacks that are occurring. This map will let you see that. It gives you the date. It gives you the statistical analysis of what's going on. It shows you pretty much everything that you want to know. And a lot of these are protective in nature, too. You're blocking stuff that's coming in and out. But I thought you'd like to see that. This particular one just gives you all kinds of crazy things to look at. And they're very interesting. And I think it's good to be aware that, that this stuff exists, because you can't stick your head in the sand, but it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this stuff will literally shut you down, shut your country down. So they have to track this stuff. So there's a bunch of sites out there that lets you look at this. My favorite one is called Nord, N-O-R-D, .com. For whatever reason, it's not up. Maybe it's just down or being maintained, or they shut it down for security reasons. I don't know. But again, this will all be in the show notes. If you see Nord on there and you click it and it doesn't work, I don't know why. It was up a couple days ago, but it's one of the most prevalent ones out there that I always like to keep an eye on. Scary, scary stuff. All right, I don't want to scare you. let's do this switch here, and we'll get back to some apps of the day. Actually, there's one more here that's kind of neat. I'll show you. This is a NetScout. This one's insane, this particular site. Look at this. And you can see the scrolling ticker here on the bottom. That's going to show you all the crazy stuff, how fast it's going back and forth. And just a mess. Just a mess. All right, enough of that. Let's take a look at some apps of the day. This is these next couple two. Actually, these two are for the Android operating system. This is a nice app. I think you'll definitely like this particular app. Again, for the Android folks out there, what this will do is convert pretty much anything that you want. One of the most robust converters I've seen out there, again, for the Android operating system. This is usually $7.50. For whatever reason, it's free at the moment. It may not be a day from now or 5 days from now, but it's been free for the last week. This is a real nice converter. This does currency, which is nice, metric conversion, pretty much anything that you want. There are over 128 thousand types of conversions that this will do. You just literally pick what you want to convert to or from, and this will do it. Very, 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 very robust. And if you want a converter, highly recommended. This particular app gets 4.7 stars out of 5. Wow, real good. All right, our next free app is for the Android folks. Again, this is a QR barcode scanner. This is a real nice one. Why? Primarily, there's no ads with this, and a lot of them have ads that drive me crazy. This will scan in everything, all kinds of QR codes, barcodes. There is a flashlight support, so if you're trying to scan in the code and it's too dark, it will put your flashlight on for you. It has a history of pretty much everything that you've scanned in. You could scan a bunch of these in it, or it will memorize, save all the, you know, 4 or 5 scans at a time if you want. So check this one out, totally free. It was $2.50, but now it is not. So grab this while you can if you want a nice barcoder. Scanner, and this is the pro version, not the regular version, and I think you'll like this. Again, very highly rated app for sure. Now, this next app, next couple apps are for the iOS operating system. This is neat. This is yet another note taker, but what's nice about this, a different twist to it, this you can lock. You can put a lock on it, so you can pick out a 4-digit numeric code, whatever it is that you may want to use. This is usually $6. Right now, it's free. Again, I don't know how long it will be free, and of course, there are in-app purchases available if you want some more sophistication and some more features, but this is pretty nice, and I actually use this on my iPad. I have nothing that's that important that I lock it, but you could if you want. And it will back your notes up to the cloud if you want, with the password on it if you so desire. You can send these to the cloud, you can email them, you can even save them to your camera roll if you're protecting it. I don't know why you'd want to save your notes to the camera roll, but that's a whole nother story for another day. Nice app. All right, our next app, this is just a fun app. I use this actually when I travel and I want to change my iPad into a clock at night so I can see it. This is one of those apps where it just does one thing and it does it nice. As you can see, you have a plethora of different graphics that you can choose from and colors. And if you don't like what's offered, you have a little menu here that you can go into and customize whatever you want. It's also nice because it has some sound effects that will hopefully put you to sleep. Nice touch to it. Believe it or not, this gets 5 stars out of 5 stars. You never see that. And I mean never, never, never. Sorry there. That's my phone going off. This is a live show, so what can you do? All right. Our next app is called Browser and File Manager. This is a fairly sophisticated app. Right now it's free. I think this is usually $8 or $9. This is an interesting app. What this will allow you to do on your iPad or your iPhone, I use this on my iPad, is to save files right to the browser, it has a separate file manager built into it. It will also send your information to the cloud. This is very handy, and it also gives you the lock feature. So if you don't want someone tampering with that, you can lock people up. It's a multi-tab browser, which is unusual for the iPhone. You can easily switch between as many tabs as you want, which is nice. You can open a link in a new tab just like you do in a browser and drop that down and then open another tab very quickly, very conveniently. It says here it differentiates websites based on its logo. I have no idea what that means, but okay. Nice app in general. I like the fact that you can lock it for security. I like the fact that you can keep track of your data in a file on the phone. And it's easily accessible through the browser. It does a lot of interesting things. There is a learning curve, probably take you 15, 20 minutes to get the hang of it, but it's nice. Now, this next app is pretty much for everybody. It's called Minnow Streaming, watch your shows and movies. This is an app that basically will keep track of all the stuff that's on the various streaming channels all in one place. So you can join thousands of people who are using this app, and it keeps all the channels streaming programming in one place. So you just look at this particular app and it's going to keep track of your playlist of movies, your shows, your episodes across all the right across the board of the streaming services: Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus, Prime Video, Showtime, you get the picture. It's really a nice app that you just have to use one app instead of bouncing all over the place. There is a menu that pops up and you can select, pick off what the ones, what streaming sites that you actually subscribe to, and it will keep track of all those. It's very nice. It will show you trailers and some summarizes different shows and the casts and crews. Excuse me. So all around nice app. Now, this last app is a kind of a fun app if you want to keep track of where your money goes each day and where you're making money and spending money. This is the app for you. It's very simple to use. Keep track of all your expenses, and this is a real handy app to have if you're trying to keep track of where all the money goes. This will tell you. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Hope you enjoy the show. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Stay safe, and we will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.